The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half past never o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. What do we got?
Yeehaw! We're in the Craigslist Corral.
I don't know if I need a yeehaw, but
well, I mean, you're in a corral, you yeehaw, right?
What about Golden Corral? Isn't that a restaurant? No one yeehaws there.
I don't know. I've never been.
Me
yeehaw!
Either.
Fried chicken and you know what?
Is
Golden Corral.
Is it like a buffet?
Yeah, Golden Corral's been having commercials. I think it's over now, but. I think the weekend after Thanksgiving, they had three different kinds of chocolate fountains. They had caramel caramel, chocolate, and white chocolate. All three fountains.
That sounds like four. You said caramel, caramel.
And white chocolate.
Yeah, it's four.
How's that four?
Caramel, caramel, chocolate, and white chocolate. That's four.
Yeah. The thing about it is... I don't think
we have those Golden Corrals around here, do we?
No, that's not what I'm trying to say.
But we don't.
First of all, I've said it before, you feel like shit when you go to those places. You feel like shit from eating the food, and you feel like shit because of the
clientele.
It's
watching everyone there, yeah.
The clientele is not pretty.
Do you feel the same way going to, like, a whorehouse?
I don't know, I've never been to a whorehouse.
Me either. But can you imagine it?
Could be a lot of losers.
You're there to fuck a whore? You're like, yeah, probably fun.
I feel like a lot of whorehouses probably are, the clientele are going to the web stuff now. It's less risky. You're not going to get arrested for, you know, jerking off in front of a cam girl.
You might. One day.
Depends what you like.
Well, okay. How about like a bunny ranch style? Because it's not illegal.
I don't know. Do you imagine
you'd feel like shit after?
If you lived near... Say the bunny ranch, it was legal, and all of a sudden there was a bunny ranch, you know, near us, you know, 10 miles away.
Hey, wasn't there news a while back that they were going to kind of change the laws around... In Canada, and they were gonna like open one up in Toronto. I remember hearing that story.
But if they open up one around here, would you go?
I don't know.
First of all, I don't think I'd ever be in the position monetarily where I know
it's a lot of money.
Spend a couple hundred bucks on some, you know, night with some fucking whore. Forget that.
I mean, what if it's like your favorite porn star is doing the rounds and she's gonna go there? It's like, holy shit, I watch her fuck people all the time and I could be one of those people.
And these days, I would think that, you know, if it's going to cost you, like, say the minimum is $200, that's the cheapest.
You want to fuck up, like, the porn's probably like $500 or something.
But say $200, okay. That's like the least you could spend at the Bunny Ranch or whatever. Yeah. You could definitely go on Craigslist. We're in the Craigslist Corral. You could definitely go on Craigslist and find a chick to fuck for way cheaper or for free.
Yeah, but not as good, obviously. And the Bunny Ranch one won't kill you, probably. These Craigslist ones might.
True, true.
Just might.
All right, let's go. Today we're traveling out to Billings, Montana. I thought I'd go to one of those states where I don't think... Does anyone know what goes on in Montana and the Dakotas and stuff? Like, I guess picture cowboys and the Marlboro Man.
I guess. I don't know. Do they...
What a lot of white trash, I imagine.
There's a lot of white trash here, too.
But there'd be even more there, I think.
I don't know. I don't know what they do.
Because I think the average income there is a lot less than here.
Yeah, but you know, the cost of living might be less, too.
But I did hear that, like, I think one of the Dakotas, like, the...
Dakota Fanning.
The unemployment rate is, like, it's at like 0% pretty much. It's like everyone has a job there.
Really? Well, then must be doing all right for themselves.
But that doesn't mean shit.
They all have shitty jobs.
I've had a job for years and I'm poor as dirt.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so let's start off with reply. Right. Laid back and chill, 32, Billings. To the person whose personal ad was flagged and removal before I could respond to it, I thought you seem interesting and would like to know more about you. Because some of the things that you wrote in the ad are things I do and like to do also. Respond if you're interested.
I like drinking, smoking weed. I mean, we sound
first of all, and it's signed Mark. First of all...
Listen, I don't know how you found that.
First of all, Mark, not you, but this Mark, you're an idiot. If it was removed, that means it wasn't a real ad.
No, because sometimes the girl, let's assume it's a girl putting up the ad, she removes it herself.
No, he says it was flagged for removal.
You know what I hear? That people just go around and flag everything. There's people on Craigslist that as soon as you put an ad up, they flag it. Like, they don't care. They're just like, you know, I'm gonna fuck you, fuck everybody.
That doesn't do anything because someone has to actually look at it, I think.
I don't know how it works.
I still don't know. I don't even know how Craigslist makes money.
You know, they prove that a certain amount of people go there, now they can have ads, right?
There's no ads on Craigslist.
No? Then I have no idea.
No clue. I'll look that up and tell you about it next week. Yeah. Anyway, this guy's an idiot. If it's flagged for removal, most likely it's not a person that you could date, really. I mean, this is some loser.
Yeah, he's a loser because he's on Craigslist, but... like I said,
This guy, he probably goes to like one of those like some kind of like dinner play things, and he thinks that the girl in the play is that's her real identity.
It might be true story. You never heard of true stories? You don't know. Read another one.
Did I dream of you?
Maybe. Did I have a huge cock?
Update. I've included a drawing of the guy in my dreams. Literally, there's a drawing of the dude. So if you look a bit like this and perhaps dreamed of a girl you've never met, please read my dream and email me. Okay, this is my second attempt because my phone hates me. I'm a 27-year-old with almond brown hair and lighter brown eyes. I'm not looking to date random people or get thrown into the back of a trunk either. This is weird because I've never done anything like this before, but I'm suddenly feeling an urgency to get my gut out.
My God.
To get an urgency in my gut. Man, she's fat. So here we go.
Please, I don't need to get my gut out, all right?
Oh my God, it's been going on for years. A few years ago, I had a dream that changed the way I look at life forever. It was a shifting dream that within this one world, I searched for a guy in my life I had never met. Once we found each other, the dream would shift and I'd become a totally different world. We had to fight each other all over again. Sometimes we looked completely different people. I mean, this goes on and on. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Man, this chick, if she's real, if this isn't some Craigslist scam, is the biggest fucking idiot. Watches too much TV. Watching too many soap operas. Oh my. She's got a fucking drawing of her dream man, hoping to find him. And she's having this fantasy of this kind of reincarnation love story.
By the way, if you're wondering, so how will I know that you are him? Wrong you're, but. And not some guy pretending to get the girl. Because I will know. I'm not stupid, nor so desperate. I'll look past.
I don't know. You sound.
But he wouldn't be.
You sound a little stupid and desperate to me. A little bit. What does that guy look like, the drawing, anyway? Is she a good artist?
A little bit like me, but. Actually, looks like a gray, the alien, with hair. See?
Huh. Yeah.
That's funny that she's like, is this you? First of all, does she post this in every city? Because I don't know if this was true.
I mean, I've seen...
Would it just be in people in Billings?
I've seen guys who kind of have that look. You get the kind of shaggy
hair. That reminds me. Maybe you do and you just don't know it. How come you don't have dreams about people you just, like, pass by during the day?
I mean, like you said, maybe you do.
Like the cashier... And not a cashier you see all the time, but like just a one-off cashier.
Well, there's people in your dreams, kind of just passerbys.
They're not
playing like big roles.
I love when you have a dream and someone's in it and you know it's supposed to be like your cousin, but it's a totally different person.
Yeah, it's like me and you are hanging out and I know it's supposed to be you, except the guy who's supposed to be you is really Winston from Ghostbusters.
I know that's you.
It's like, come on, Klein, let's go. Yeah, sure thing, Mark. That happens a lot.
Just in case I have a few things about some of the dreams I'm going to add, to help you know if I'm the girl, in case you're yours, just in case.
Because you're having a dream about me. I hope she has someone in her life who tells her to shut the fuck up.
One of the dreams I have a connection with, I have an umbrella. Tell me what color if you know it. But don't get hung up on the umbrella. He says some things to me shortly before the dream's end. If you think you are him, let me know what he says.
Oh, my God.
But I'll tell you right now, it's not perverted. I like to fuck your umbrella.
Not perverted. I don't want to fuck your umbrella.
I don't... Maybe she's like a super, like, It's like she's doing some kind of like art, performance art. That's just like,
or maybe it's some dude who's cracking the fuck up right now, reading the responses he's getting.
Mm-hmm.
That's more likely.
Next ad. Are you my zombie apocalypse partner? Age 23, Billings, Montana. You know what they say, if you're in for the long term, make sure there'll be a good zombie apocalypse partner. All jokes aside, my name is Amber. And she looks like an Amber. Mark, if I showed you this girl, would you guess her name's Amber?
Amber or Tiffany, yeah.
My name is Amber. I'm currently 23 years old, and I'm just looking for a guy who wants something serious. No booty calls, no friends with benefits. That stuff gets old quick.
Not for me, crazy enough.
If you're an honest, no games. See, she's not even really... That was just like a goof. So I was hoping she was crazy, too, and looking for a real zombie apocalypse partner.
Some people are.
She does have a necklace that says zombie on it, though.
She loves zombies. A lot of people do.
All right, we'll do what we do always when we're wrapping things up. I'll give you a few, and you can tell me. Male fairy tale.
What?
I'm giving you fucking titles.
No, I know, but say it again. It sounded weird.
Male fairy tale.
Something like married male fairy tale.
Male fairy tale!
Yeah, I heard you the first time you said something different.
Are you my dream prince? Looking for Jace, Jep, or Willie. Or take this girl for a horseback ride.
Give me a Jace, Jep, or Willie. I don't know what the fuck that is.
55. Hello out there. I'm looking for a Jace, Jep, or Willie, man. Like from Duck Dynasty.
Oh, no wonder why I didn't know what the fuck that was.
That's way I want, and why I will find him. I know he's out there. You can send pic if you like. Thank you, bro.
I want a bearded hillbilly. I love that in a man.
Who's not a millionaire, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get a rich one. But, I mean, bearded hillbillies are probably a dime a dozen, especially where she is.
Yeah, you're in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, go to fucking Walmart. You'll find them. Hell, the Walmarts around here, I see them. Like, listen, next time I run into one, I'll send them your way, I guess. I don't know, I'm doing everyone else all these favors.
This lady's looking for bar fun tonight.
Ooh, so
hey there, female here. Looking to go for a bar for a bit tonight. Not looking for a hookup, just fun. Email me with name and picture. Why would I put, you know, again.
I don't know what you think fun is.
I've said it before. You're going to get a bunch of guys who think they can fuck you anyways. So putting that we're not going to have sex is not stopping anybody. They're going, all right.
Yeah, well, are we going to play Monopoly at the bar? Because, I mean, for me, fucking is fun. Activities where I come, that's fun. Anything else with a chick, I'm not interested.
Oh my God, country girl looking for Mr. Right. I'm looking at the picture and she's on a horse. I think I'd rather fuck the horse.
A threesome.
Look at this. Would you rather fuck the horse?
You know, I'm not a fan of horses. I gotta think about it. I don't know.
All right. Well, that does it for another episode of Craigslist Corral.
Nothing but winners. Man, have you noticed how gross people are? People are fucking disgusting.
I'll tell you one thing. I am not booking plans to go to Billings, Montana anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, there's gotta be some decent-looking chicks there, but...
Not in Craigslist.
I guess not.
Mind you. All the pick ones. And they had a lot of there... It looks like there's a pic, it says pic, and then you open it up, it's just like some fucking graphic.
Yeah, it's like some little poem or something, or a picture of a flower.
Or a dog or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Yeah. You know what's not bullshit? HotshotWizKids.com. Go there.
It's true, it's not.
Holidays are upon us, so if you would like to buy something for your loved ones, go through Amazon.com.
They're upon us and upon
us. And you can go through our website, and it'll help us out a little bit, and it'll help out the show.
Yeah, or just donate straight up.
Or if you know a fan of the show, who's not you, or maybe even you... We have lots of products you can buy with Hotshot Whiz Kids.
Yeah, if you know you or you don't know you.
Do it.
Buy a t-shirt, buy a sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm. If you're a hot chick and you buy one, model it for us.
Ooh.
Or just a chick, you don't have to be hot.
And you know what? I will buy a sweatshirt, wear it for a week without showering. Then, for an extra fee...
Oh, like a cam girl.
I'll send it to you. Do you want a Mark scent? Or a Klein scent?
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you. And for an extra charge, I'll come in it. Those are for hardcore fans.
I'll be there for that, though.
You'll come in your own. I mean, if you want this, like, if you want, like, semen for both of us on the same shirt, that's gross. You really crossed a line there.
Ooh, how about this? We mix her semen together, send it to a girl, she sticks it up her, and see who wins, whose sperm wins.
I think all the sperm would be dead by the time it got
to
her.
Well, keep it at temperature.
I don't know how long it'll last.
Well, the sperm been known to last a week or two.
Really?
Inside the woman, yeah. That's why they say, you know, you gotta be careful.
Hey, would our sperm fight to the death before it even got to the chick?
Could be. Or they maybe do podcasts. Hey, it's 7 o'clock, it's the spermisode.
Yeah. Spermisode jelly.
Yeah. Alright.
Alright, that's enough of this shit. HotShotWhiskers.com.